Jason, quick
you
question.
You are one of one.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
Thank you for helping me prove my point, Molly. Because
you're welcome.
My point, well, is this Matt Hamilton?
Okay. Molly said it best. I said fart in the bathtub. She said gross.
Do you have a question for Jason, or how is he supposed to respond to this?
He asked the questions to me. No baths.
By hanging up.
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
The Jason Wilde joins the show. I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Matt Hamilton, Molly Brown, Chrissy Birdsall with us in the Everlight Solar Studio. Primetime War Shine behind the glass. Jason Wilde joins the show. And Jason, have you ever been mistaken and it's for the same celebrity like more than once? Like if someone said, oh, you look like so-and-so. Like Molly Brown has more than once been compared to Emma Stone. We have JoJo Siwa / Chrissy Birdsall in the studio. Maddie Matherson, Matt Hamilton, and Penn Bagley, Primetime War, Sean behind the glass. This all came up because when I was at a restaurant in the Dells, a man came up to me and said, and started talking with me. He goes, my wife wanted me to confirm because you look so much like Alec Baldwin that I wanted to just double check that you weren't Alec Baldwin as I was at the table. And that's actually the second time I've been compared to him. I've also been twice compared to Russell Crowe. So, Wilde, have you been compared to a celebrity more than once?
First of all, Alec Baldwin. Did the guy have glaucoma?
I guess so. It would be his wife.
Okay, well, she should get her eyes checked. So, no, I have never been mistaken for a celebrity, and certainly I am not one. What I always find interesting is when people recognize me, but they don't know from where. So, like, Paula and I went to a concert. This is when I was younger and thinner, but we went to a concert and a guy thought that I had sold him his crane, like he was in construction and he thought I was a crane salesman. And I was like, no, I'm not in crane. And I don't ever tell them like who I am. Like there's nothing worse to say when you're a quasi celebrity. Like Tausch is a legit celebrity. Mm-hmm. I'm not.
So is Matt.
So there's nothing worse to say. Yeah, it's a niche sport really. So I never want to be, don't you know who I am guy. So I never say, oh, you probably know me from so-and-so. So the example I have, we're going to go down a whole rabbit hole here. I'm going to apologize in advance both to you and to the young students that are working out at the NIC, which is where part of the Badgers volleyball camp is going on. So I'm going to try and keep it down. That's why I'm using my golf announcer voice. But this is the kind of lesson that I learned very early. So I have a really good friend. He's been in Omaha for a long time now on TV there. His name's Andy Kendi. He was at Channel 27 here and then Channel 12 in Milwaukee. And he was out at a bar one night when we were in our late 20s. And this very attractive girl comes up to him and says, God, I know you. You look so familiar to me. How do I know you? And he says, well, you've probably seen me on TV. I'm on Channel 27. And she says, no, are you friends with Missy? And I was like, that was one of the most amazing things ever. So I would never say, hey, you probably watch Wilde and Tausch on YouTube or you see me on ESPN. So I never do that. So when this guy was doing the crane thing, like I offered him no help. Like I was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where we would have come across. I got to be honest. You don't really look familiar to me. And so he went on his way. And less than 10 minutes later, the show still hasn't started. Another guy comes up to me. He says, I know you. I'm like, okay. He's like, you sold me my couch at Steinhoffel's. So apparently
closer.
I've got I at least they're a partner of the show. But what I was fascinated by is, I don't think I'd be very, you're in sales. I think I'd be terrible at that.
I think you're,
and I had two different people who thought that.
You're trustworthy. I think you give off a trustworthy vibe. So true. I think your one flaw would be you'd probably ask for a yes more than once. That's the number one rule in sales. Don't ask for a yes more than once. They give you yes.
I think I'm more of a, I'm a terrible negotiator. So like there's not going to be any back and forth. Like whatever they say, yep, sounds good to me. Let's do it. So I am definitely not. I will leave it to folks like you and I'll focus on the content.
So speaking of content, we have one. We have not asked this question yet. You can chime in on the Carbo Stock and text line 844-770-3776. This is more. Our Siding Limited poll question that we're going to debut with you is, obviously, I think on Unsportsmanlike, they kind of did the face of the NFL thing this morning. Mm-hmm. And we had this question here is, who's going to be the face of Wisconsin sports in 3 years? Miz, Giannis, or Jordan Love?
Wow. That's a harder question than you would think.
With the layers to it. It's like an onion.
It definitely is like you and Costanza, you're both like an onion. I know I don't want to be prisoner of the moment, but I kind of want to say Miz. Mm-hmm. Now my hope would be that Giannis still is, and they rebuilt around him, and they're playing for another title. My hope would be, because I like Jordan, as I've said many, many times, my hope would be that he becomes the quarterback that we all think he's capable of, and some people think he already is, but I don't. Right? I just think there's too many people that are that want to be ahead of the curve, wanted to be ahead of the curve before he became the starter, want to be ahead of the curve now. You know, all the explanations or excuse making for last season, I'm just not on board with that. I think he's a good quarterback, and now we need to find out how good. But that it could go the other way too. Like if he does not take significant jumps this year and next year, I'm not sure I feel comfortable saying he's going to be the quarterback for certain in 2028, right?
Yeah.
I can't say him as much as, you know, as someone who covers the Packers, you would think that would be my answer. Again, Mizorowski has a long way to go too, and I know it's not apples to apples, but like, who was the guy? Robert Gasser? Is that who it was a couple years ago? Last year, 2 years ago? Who he like came? He came up from the minors. He had two really good outings, yep. And he was throwing. And then he like now he's had like Tommy John surgery. And he just finally started facing batters again in like Arizona or something. Like there's so much stuff. 3 years is a lifetime in professional sports. So I'm gonna go Miz, but I'm not gonna do it confidently.
Jason, the NFL has their list of top 100 players of 2025, and Rashawn Gary was listed at number 80 on the list. Mm-hmm. Are we too hard on Rashawn Gary? Like, I mean, seriously.
No.
Okay, Matt, no. You are the only person that actually enjoys watching him on the field for some odd reason. I have no idea why, but like,
because he took a stand 3 years ago with me, and he won't.
And
you
can't back down. You have too much pride. But like, Jason, I mean, is he better than what like people in the state of Wisconsin believe he is?
I don't think so. I think he's going in. By the way, I do have. Can I ask a question first before I answer this? Because I'm sitting in the lobby of the Nick, and remember, I was a student at the University of Wisconsin a very long time ago. This was the surf back then. Mm-hmm. But I graduated in 1994 when the baggy sweatshirt was in style.
Oh, it's back, baby.
At what point? Well, apparently not when you're going to work out, though. At what point did the sports bra become sufficient if you're going to work out, and no shirt whatsoever? When did that happen? Because I have two girls that are high schoolers. I think the guy in most of us would be pro. The dad in me is definitely con. Is this commonplace?
I mean,
it is.
Yes,
everywhere. I feel like a creepy
Matt, how about
old
we let
Christine
and Molly answer?
I was gonna say,
Matt, who make the decisions.
Matt,
yeah, fair.
Yeah. Matt, I didn't ask you. I want to be very clear.
Well, to speak for myself,
that's like I've noticed.
I had twins 7 months ago, so you won't catch me doing that for a while. So, but I've also never been
while.
That person. Yeah. That's not happening. But Chrissy, is the youngster
never?
Here, and she knows fashion probably better than any of us do. You're asking me sports fashion here?
Yeah, I guess so. Workout, athleisure,
workout fashion.
Yeah.
Just wearing like
are
a
you,
sports
are you
bra?
Wearing it?
Yeah. I mean, like I was a runner, so I ran in high school, and it's like whatever you're comfortable with, and I don't really care what I'm wearing, and hopefully nobody ever cares what they're wearing in the gym. It's a gym. Just work out. Do your thing.
Oh, I wish I had that mentality. I'm way too judgmental of myself. I don't care what anybody else is wearing. It's myself that I get self-conscious about.
Judgmental gym.
Well, I got a 4 in front of my age, so yeah, obviously.
And I haven't worn a sports bra at the gym in years.
Hey, you don't even need one anymore, buddy. You don't even need one
anymore.
Yeah,
I know. I've been working at it.
I don't know
All right, so back to serious questions. Like, is Rashawn Gary overrated at number 80? And the answer is yes. I think this is such a pivotal season. I know I use that. I feel like I use that word all the time, but it is for so many guys, and he's one of them. Like, you know, is he? How can you call him an elite pass rusher? How? Like, I think he had 47 pressures last year, which both his sack numbers and his pressure numbers went down last year. And I just don't, like, I understand he was a first-round pick. I understand that fans want him to be, he's not a stiff, okay? He's not, you know, like Nick Perry had that one good season.
Yeah.
Remember him? But otherwise, he basically had one good season in a contract year, got a big contract, and then was not very good again. And people killed Clay Matthews when he would have droughts where he wasn't productive. Why doesn't Rashawn Gary not face that same criticism?
Why, Matt? Defend your guy.
Because we paid him. I can't like go and trash the guy until like it's a little closer to the end of his contract.
He should have more pressure.
He's always underperformed. He underperformed at Michigan being the number one recruit in the country. And he's underperformed where his draft status. Now he's underperformed his pay.
Yeah, that's fair.
Awesome comeback, Jim.
He has underperformed his pay, but I just want him to be better. I think he will be.
Well, just because... Okay, but the question is not, do you want him to be better? The question is he that good? And if you want him to be better, he must not be good enough.
No, he's probably not good enough.
I don't think this has gone well for you, Matthew.
I'm still going to stick with it. I like Rashawn Gary.
I want to ask a question.
You should go back to the bra question. I think that'll be better for Matt.
Actually, I'd have a question for some of the football players. And maybe, Matt, you're an athlete. The guys wear kind of a bra now.
I don't know what that is either.
But I don't know what the point of it is.
I think there's something with like a heart rate monitor or something,
yeah.
Right?
Is that what it is?
I feel like I've seen like the soccer
players. Nobody explained it. They just all of a sudden showed up on social media. They're like wearing bras. So it's like, are their pecs that big that they're distracting when they're running?
No, I don't think their pecs are bouncing that much.
I don't know that feeling. So.
I think what it is that's also some of the GPS tracking data that they use now. Mm-hmm. So they're just tracking how far and like how fast those guys are running.
Gotcha. Yeah. So transitioning here, there was ESPN put out top 25 teams, and Packers fell in eighth. And the interesting part to me was there was something I read about Aaron Rodgers in here, and it was Rodgers had a better 2011 season because he was comparing like why was the 2011 season not listed in this season is, but he took a massive leap forward halfway through the 2010 campaign through week 8 against the vaunted Jets defense. Rodgers ranked 8th in QBR, the future Hall of Famer, throwing 9 picks and completing 61% of his passes. From week 9 going forward, 25 touchdowns, only 4 picks, a league-leading 8.9 yards per attempt, increased his completion percentage by nearly 10 full points. And as they would say, the rest is history, which reminded me of Jordan Love had that big jump, and then he regressed back to the mean of what he was last year. So is there anything to read into like a guy like Aaron Rodgers having the big jump and then maintaining it through the offseason and his career taking off? And that obviously showing that was an indication of things to come, where Jordan Love had the – right now it still looks more like a blip as opposed to who he truly is.
Yeah, I mean, look, I look at what he did during the back half of 2023, and it was Aaron Rodgers-esque.
Yep.
I mean, it just was. So if you're a big believer that he is going to be the next great quarterback in their lineage, then you point to that and say that's who he really is. If you are a doubter – you point to some of the things he did last season, the number of picks he threw early in the 23 season and early in the 24 season, and say, that's who he is. Again, the reality is he's somewhere in between, and the question now is, how much closer is he going to get? Because, look, Rodgers had some unbelievable stretches. The run the table in 2016, the playoff run, and to close the season in 2010. Like, those were magnificent stretches. His MVP seasons, like, he was ridiculous, right? 14, he was 11, he was unbelievable. 14, he was great. And, again, played through a major injury at the end of the season where he could barely move, which, again, we keep giving the current quarterback something of a pass for having a knee injury in the opener and a groin injury midway through the season. And the fact of the matter is that that's fine that he deserves that excuse or explanation now, but sooner or later you have to figure out how to play effectively through injury. And that's something that Rodgers did at an elite level for most of his career. But to me, the question is, how much of a jump now that he's healthy, now that he goes into a season like 2025 with Matt LaFleur having kind of redoubled his efforts to make the offense more diverse and effective, how much better is he going to be? Because if he's not significantly better this year, then we have to start thinking about the possibility that he is who he is, right? Which is, you can win with him, you're probably not going to win because of him. But I'm not ready to make that judgment, and I don't think anyone should be. And I don't think the people that are hell-bent on saying that he is the next great quarterback should be saying that either. I'm sorry. I understand everybody wants to be right, and everybody wants to be first to be right. I just don't think we need to do that. We crowned him too early because of what he did, and I'm including myself in that, during the second half of 23. Like, you look at what he did against Dallas in that playoff game. You look at what he did against San Francisco until his last pass of the third quarter, and you thought, this guy, oh, okay, here we go. He's not going to replicate this throughout his next 10 years as a starter, but he's going to have stretches like this because that's how good he is. And then to look at last season, if you want to chalk it up to the injuries, you can, but I think he's got a lot to prove, just like Rashawn Gary does, just like all those wide receivers do. This is a roster full of guys in really important fulcrum type seasons that have to show a lot more than the flashes they've shown to this point.
Jason, we're gonna have to follow up with that on Friday. We're out of time here, but it is a weird year. The Packers were obviously had a lot of wins last year, but there are a lot of players with a lot to prove, so we'll talk about that later this week. Jason, thanks for hopping on with us.
All right, guys, take care, be good.
That is Jason Wilde. Matt, tell us about what Line and Kugels you enjoyed over the weekend.
Wow. Obviously, I was getting myself into some of them juicy peach Line of Kugels because they're fantastic. They're perfect for a hot summer day. But you can't go wrong with Line of Kugels because they've got a flavor for every moment. The Liney's original, a classic. The summer shandy is so refreshing and perfect for a hot summer day. The lakeside cherry, unbeatable around a campfire. So if you're looking for a flavor for every moment, look no further than Wisconsin's own Line of Kugels. Remember, you must be 21 years or older to enjoy.
This is Jim, Matt, Molly.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Because I'm out on Kelce.
You
I don't like
Kelce. Travis Kelce.
I do.
God, if Jim
his
was
hair,
here.
His last name, everything. He'll be like, what, him and Taylor Swift are great.
If Jim was here, he would just be screaming at the both of you.
Right? Literally,
yeah. Oh,
exactly.
My gosh, he would be losing
this
his mind.
This isn't even a question.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.